NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. The First Noel, with the Del Monte String Quartet, here on Kansas Public Radio. As things get going now, in the noon hour, I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be with you as always. And plenty to bring you the holiday spirit. This noon hour will have the Boston Camerata back for more from their Christmas album, An American Christmas. Carols from Colonial Times a bit later. Plus music by Haydn, the 30th Piano Trio, with the Bozar Trio. All just ahead here on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for stopping by. Next, we have with us the Northern Ballet Theater Orchestra, and the music by a composer by the name of Carl Davis, who was born in New York but settled in England to become a composer and conductor of music for film and television. In the 1960s, he was commissioned by the Northern Ballet Theater for a ballet production, an essentially a straightforward retelling of the Dickens classic A Christmas Carol, which we'll hear played now by the Northern Ballet Theater Orchestra under conductor John Price Jones on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you enjoy it. Music from A English Ballet, a retelling of the story of Dickens' Christmas Carol, with music by composer Carl Davis. A performance by the Northern Ballet Theater Orchestra, led by John Price Jones, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:30 now, and more for the holidays in just a few minutes, when the Boston Camerata brings us more from their collection of American Christmas carols of Colonial Times. Christmas, as it may have been experienced in the late 1700s, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's about 48 degrees, inching our way to a high of about 51 with partly sunny skies. Tonight a little cloudy and a low of 30 degrees, and looks like tomorrow's going to be, again, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. Chamber music now, with the Bozar Trio performing for us Franz Josef Haydn's Piano Trio No. 30 on KPR. Piano Trio No. 30 in E-flat major by Franz Josef Haydn, performed by the Bozar Trio, today on KPR, where we've got about 10 minutes to go until our next NPR news update, with classics and holiday offerings until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. You know, for over 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with the annual performance of Holiday Vespers. Join KPR on Thursday night for this year's Vespers, including Christmas carols, music for Hanukkah, Mozart's Magic Flute, and more, all performed by the KU choirs and orchestra. Holiday Vespers is Thursday night at 7, here on Kansas Public Radio. To help us close out this noon hour, we have the Boston Camerata, led by Joel Cohen, and more from their Christmas album, An American Christmas, with carols, hymns, and spirituals from America's colonial times. Some of these Christmas tunes you may recognize, others a tied bit less so. We'll listen to the medley Lo the Bridegroom next on KPR. American Christmas carols of the late 18th century with the medley Lo the Bridegroom with the Boston Camerata led by Joel Cohen. There'll be music in much a similar vein in the next hour with the Waverly Consort and much more. Stay with us on KPR.
For over 100 years, the universe...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. They're the Vocal 8 Foundation Orchestra and Chorus with Gabriel's Message here on Kansas Public Radio. The music continues here on a Tuesday afternoon. We've got the Mindcore Trio later. And from the film composer Jerome Maras, we'll hear a little bit of his chamber music. Music for piano duet and string quartet. And the London Philharmonic Orchestra a bit later with Christmas music inspired by the beauty of the Irish countryside. From 1912, the Christmas Eve symphonic poem of Sir Arnold Bax. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. We're glad you could join us today. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. Let's continue on and enjoy caroling with the Waverly Consort, bringing us a Wassail Suite on Kansas Public Radio. That's Christmas with the Waverly Consort and their Wassail Suite here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:18 now, and still to come is the London Philharmonic Orchestra, along in the second half of the hour with the 1912 symphonic poem Christmas Eve, by Sir Arnold Bax. We have that to enjoy in just a short time. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online, of course, kansaspublicradio.org. On the KU campus right now, 51 degrees. And with that, we've hit our expected high for today. Skies for the most part sunny. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 30, and tomorrow looks like another sunny day with temperatures in the mid-50s. Coming up on Thursday night, we invite you to celebrate KU's Holiday Vespers, the annual concert by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. We've got the 101st performance, where you'll hear music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Mozart's Magic Flute, plus carols for the season. Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas. That is Thursday night at 7, right here on KPR. We have a performance next of the Mindcourt Trio, and the music is from a great American film composer, Jerome Maras, who hailed from Brooklyn in the year 1913. He was the author of a great many popular films, such as The Big Country, The Shark Fighters, and, of course, The Jayhawkers. What we'll listen to, though, a bit of his chamber music in the form of a sonata for piano duet and string quartet, the Mindcourt Trio, with pianist Nancy Weems and Albert Muenzer playing violin on Kansas Public Radio. Sonata for piano duet and string quartet. That's by one of the great American film composers, Jerome Maras. Performed for us by the Minecore Trio, with pianist Nancy Weems and Albert Moines are playing violin on Kansas Public Radio. 1:40 is the time, 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. And of course, we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. There's much more still to come before All Things Considered today at 3 p.m. Music by Benjamin Britten, Claude Debussy, and American Christmas Carols of the Southwest, all a part of our afternoon, still to come. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. We'll shift gears back to Christmas music now and hear a symphonic poem written by composer Arnold Bax, who, as we mentioned before on this program, he was an English composer, but one with a love of all things Irish. And the music that we'll hear, he composed while spending a Christmas in a little flat just outside of Dublin. The inspiration came from wandering the countryside, and this Christmas piece depicts, in the words of its composer, the sharp light of the frosty stars, an ecstasy of peace falling for one night of the year upon the troubled Irish hills. We'll hear the Christmas Eve Suite next with the London Philharmonic on KPR. The Christmas Eve Symphonic Poem from 1912 by Sir Arnold Bax, performed by the London Philharmonic, led by Bryden Thompson, on Kansas Public Radio.
KPR News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at MacellisOnline.com.
Live 15. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at MadeinCookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's the Hampton String Quartet and a little something from a Christmas album of theirs called What If Mozart Wrote I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. We listen to the tune Here Comes Santa Claus, but a little special arrangement done as though Mozart himself had come up with the tune. This is Kansas Public Radio. Classics and holiday offerings continue on. I'm Jeb Watson with you for a little while longer, until 3 p.m. Coming up, we've got the famous flute, viola, and harp sonata by Claude Debussy. And for the holidays, the Vocal Essence Ensemble Singers will hear The Sound of a Southwest American Christmas with Conrad Souza's Carols and Lullabies. That's all just ahead here on a Tuesday afternoon. Something that's taking place this evening in Mission Woods, Kansas, a performance by the Kansas City Chorale, along with harpist Tabitha Rice Steiner. Benjamin Britten's A Ceremony of Carols is taking place this evening, one night only. Grammy Award-winning Kansas City Chorale presents this cherished holiday tradition. It'll be happening at the 1900 building at 1900 Shawnee Mission Parkway in Mission Woods. The details are at kccorral.org. We have with us next the Radio Symphony Orchestra in Berlin and Chorus. The Bavarian Radio Symphony and Chorus, led by Paul Goodwin, and from Benjamin Britten, Variations on the Christmas Carol, Men of Goodwill, on KPR. The Bavarian Radio Symphony, Orchestra and Chorus, led by Paul Goodwin, and Variations on a Christmas Carol, Men of Goodwill, by Benjamin Britten, here on Kansas Public Radio. To catch more music by Benjamin Britten, performed live, check out kccorral.org. This evening in Mission Woods, Kansas, the KC Chorale and harpist Tabitha Rice Steiner will perform Benjamin Britten's A Ceremony of Carols, a cherished holiday tradition, and it's taking place tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the 1900 building at 1900 Shawnee Mission Parkway in Mission Woods, Kansas. To find out all about the details of this evening's one and only performance and how to attend, just go to kccorral.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing The Complete Beatles Experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com. We'll spend a bit of time next in the company of Claude Debussy to enjoy a sonata, one that transports us into a magical dreamscape. It was written in 1914 for flute, viola, and harp. Played this afternoon by flutist Louise Dixon, playing viola, Maxwell Ramey, and harpist Sarah Bulin on Kansas Public Radio. Applause for the flutist Louise Dixon, playing viola, Maxwell Ramey, and harpist Sarah Bulin in the 1914 Sonata for Flute, Viola, and Harp by Claude Debussy on Kansas Public Radio. 2:36 now and at 3 o'clock, time for All Things Considered, from NPR News. Support for classical music comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. So earlier we mentioned Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols. Back in the 1990s, conductor Philip Brunel asked composer Conrad Souza to create sort of an American-style companion piece to Britten's Ceremony of Carols, and to accomplish this, Souza drew on some Spanish carols that he had sung as a boy in Arizona to create this Christmas medley, Christmas in the Southwest. Carols and Lullabies next, with the Vocal Essence Ensemble Singers on KPR. Carols and Lullabies, Christmas in the Southwest, from composer Conrad Souza, with the Vocal Essence Ensemble Singers, led by conductor Philip Brunel, who had commissioned that work back in the mid-90s as a sort of American-style companion piece to Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols. A reminder that Britten's Ceremony of Carols is performed live this evening, one night only, by the KC Chorale in Mission Woods, Kansas, at the 1900 building. The details are all there at kccorral.org. I'm Jeb Watson. It's just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered, just ahead. Thanks for joining me for an afternoon of classics and holiday favorites. KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3 o'clock.